inspections.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, as well as the Shaw 101 FM out in Waukesha. And Brian, so we're reading from this opinion piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, saying that local officials in Milwaukee should just say no to hosting the Republican National Convention in 2024.
Yeah.
And I want to just conclude the piece by wrapping up what the end of the study says. So the Bade, Bauman, and Matheson study concludes, quote, people should view promises of economic windfalls from hosting national political conventions in the same way they should view the campaign promises of the candidates at these very conventions, with skepticism. So that's the conclusion of the study. And the conclusion of this opinion piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is Milwaukee should just say no to the Republican National Convention. Authoritarians and white supremacists are not welcome here. It's time to put the people of the city and our commitment to middle-class jobs, equality, and democracy first.
Yeah.
So that's the opinion piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But this is the topic of conversation for a lot of our local officials, community groups, as well as local trade unions as well.
Well, yeah, and it's backed up by a lot of folks there. And I just got to say again, I saw someone with an FJB sticker on today with the Let's Go Brandon and an American flag on it on their car. And they're arrogantly a-holes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're arrogantly just out there. They don't care where they are in public. They will be loud because they know that people are not going to shush them. And if they do shush them, they're going to be louder and be more obnoxious. We need to be arrogantly democratic. We need to be arrogantly liberal. We need to be arrogantly, or at least unabashedly. Maybe not arrogantly, but unabashedly. So often we just, you know, back off and kind of go, well, you know, okay, if you like to come here and you pay fair wages, you can come here and be Nazis. That's fine. You know?
Because, yeah, and it's... It begs the question that you and I talked about in preparing for today's show. It is, how do you compromise with that arrogance coming from the other side? How do you try to find middle ground with somebody that almost 2 years after the election has taken place, without any evidence, has just blatantly they're very, very arrogant, thinking that they're correct, that the election was stolen? Yeah. How do you compromise with something like that? Because that's just one example that is morphed on the MAGA side of the political conversation. And it's very difficult to go about your daily life and just say, okay, well, yeah, sure, let's meet in the middle ground that there is that I'm a groomer because I support Democratic candidates. Like, how do I meet people in the middle when they have that opinion of me, Brian?
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's important to have these conversations. And I'd love to hear what the audience has to think, because I know that there's conversations that you have to have still with these people out in your daily life. And it's very difficult.
I'm a huge proponent of compromise. Don't get me wrong. You listen to any of my shows, I'd rather have a compromise where everybody kind of gets a little bit of what they want. Not everybody is completely satisfied. I think that's a way to get a deal done. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm into compromise as a matter of course. No great leader ever said, all right, everybody, follow me. We're going to go and compromise with the enemy. You know what I mean?
You don't hear it. It's not a strong rallying call.
You don't get things going that way. You don't. And the idea is to drag the people from behind forward. You're not going to get to maybe you won't get to the place where maybe you'll have a huge landslide victory and you get to what you want right away. But for the most part, when you lead by going, let's go this way, you don't get there. You end up compromising anyway. But my point is that you can't start with, hey, let's compromise, especially when the other people are riding around with truck nuts yelling out, bada, 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 FJB.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's an excellent point. And so there are some of these groups that are trying to lead that way, Brian. They're saying, this is our stance on the RNC coming to Milwaukee, and this is, we're going to put out statements and encourage our local elected officials to act in accordance with what we believe. And so this piggybacks off of the headline over the other headline over at the Journal Sentinel that I wanted to get to. Milwaukee community groups call on city leaders to reject 2024 Republican National Convention. Like I said, this is the topic of conversation for a lot of local leaders right now. And there's a number of groups, five Milwaukee community and labor groups on Tuesday, today, called for the city to reject the 2024 Republican National Convention that Mayor Cavalier Johnson has been working to win. The letter came just a day before a key Common Council committee is due to vote on the contract, and prompted Johnson to reiterate his support for the event because of the short and long-term economic opportunities it presents. The five groups, Brian: Voces de la Frontera, Power to the Polls, Milwaukee Area Labor Council, Never Again Is Now, and SEIU are pushing Mayor Johnson, and the Common Council to reject the agreement.
See, I find it funny that the message coming from these folks all the time is, I'm afraid of Milwaukee. It's so not safe there. Hey, can we have our convention there? You have a really big space. Can we have a convention there? It's really conveniently located to a highway.
I've seen the Deer District and the new Pfizer Forum television when the Milwaukee Bucks were playing.
Yeah.
I want to go there now, but I also hear terrible things
unsafe,
about your city, and I don't want to go there.
But it's unsafe. And we also have to strangle it of money and break up their school system and then criticize their entire way of life and everything they do without realizing the damage that the people that we support actually do to it. But, you know, whatever. Hey, also, let's complain about the crime and everything and then not do anything about it. You know who did do something about it?
Governor Evers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
$2.2 million allocated to violence prevention directly to the Milwaukee Police Department to address the violence that is going on. Bringing a grand total, Brian, of more than $100 million of federal relief allocated to law enforcement, local law enforcement agencies, and tribal agencies to address and reduce violent crime in the state.
But if you're going to go and take defund the police and apply to Tony Evers, you're absolutely 100% wrong.
And PolitiFact Wisconsin has the receipts to show you as well. So you can go check out PolitiFact Wisconsin because some of the gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side are trying to say that he is for defunding the police, Brian. So.
You know, it turns out that Tony Evers is pro-law enforcement.
He is, and he's trying to reduce crime, even though, you know, the Wisconsin legislature, state senate, state assembly, they're on vacation for at least.
But they have to run on. They have to run on how Evers isn't doing anything on crime.
They got another 7 months of vacation to go, folks. This is Dueling Tangents. We're not on vacation. Give us a call 844-967-2789. This is wild.